Weeby 108, it's Mike McGowan on the phone with Uncle Cracker, who has been very nice about being a little bit late. No biggie, buddy. We're here looking forward to your show Thursday, October 12th at the Ridgefield Playhouse.
Awesome.
It sounds like you're on the road.
I'm driving. Does this hands-free thing work in this car? Can you hear me all right?
You sound great. Where are you driving right now?
I'm kind of by my house. I live in Detroit, and I'm just leaving the studio, and now I'm heading back to the house.
So I'm looking at your bio, and I'll just say you've come a long way since being born in a bathtub, don't you think?
That Wikipedia shit is funny, isn't it?
Is it true?
No, absolutely not. I don't even know who puts that stuff on there. I think you can put anything you want on Wikipedia, right?
Obviously, right? If they're saying you were born in a bathtub and you weren't.
In Mississippi, I think it says, too, right?
That's funny. Hey, first, my condolences. I know you guys, that's got to be a tough situation right now, again, with you losing your band member there.
Man, thank you so much. It's a tough one to swallow.
Oh, boy. Well, I appreciate the phone call. Really looking forward to the show. Thursday, October 12th, Ridgefield Playhouse. And I haven't seen you yet live, but I'm having this funny feeling that you have a lot of fun on stage.
I do. I definitely have a lot of fun, and I like to try and make sure everybody else is having fun, too. So I like crowd participation and things like that. You know, it isn't much fun if nobody else is having fun, I'll be honest. When everybody's sitting around just staring at you, it's probably the most uncomfortable and not fun thing that could happen to you.
Yeah, it's happened to me more than once. But, yeah, I think...
Me too.
My parents always said, find something you love and it won't be work. I'm doing that, and so are you, right?
That's true. My parents always told me the same thing.
Yeah. So what do you do on your time off when you're not touring and recording and all that? What do you like to do?
You know what? I just had a baby boy about a year and 4 months ago.
Nice.
Which is different for me. So I have a lot of fun running around with him. And as long as I can break away, I like to do a lot of fishing.
Nice.
And, it sounds so cliche. Oh, I fish and play with the kids, but that's really about all I do.
Right. Well, that's good. Nothing wrong with that.
I have three daughters and one boy. My oldest daughter is in college, and my boy is a year and 4 months old. So they're gapped out where it's still nonstop around my house.
You sound like a great guy, man. I'd love to hang with you. Kid Rock, you guys still talk?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I won't ask you if you'd vote for him. I won't do that to you.
Is he running?
Well, that's the rumor, right? We'll have to wait and see.
Right. Yeah, everybody's sitting around waiting.
Yes. Well, listen, looking forward. Uncle Cracker, get your tickets and have some fun with this guy Thursday, October 12th. Thank you for the time, my friend.
Mike, thank you so much. And sorry again, I was late. I totally flaked on that.
You were worth the wait, my friend. Thursday, October 12th, Ridgefield Playhouse. Follow him, Uncle Cracker. It's going to be a great show.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.